This is Linda DeMellis at thecorporatecouncil.net. We're speaking today with Joe Ruck, the President and CEO of BoardVantage, the leading secure provider of board portal services with over 200 clients. We spoke to Joe about a year ago on the board portal market, and we'd like to do an update and let us know what's going on, what's the current developments in the board portal market. So Joe, what's changed since we spoke last year?
Well, Linda, if you look at the company overall, I would say that despite the damaging effect of the financial meltdown, 2008 was a very good year for BoardVantage. We ended it with many more customers than we started it. In total, I think we added about 70 new accounts. If you look at the product side of the equation, the big trend was that customers expanded their use of different types of functionality. In the past, the portal has been primarily used to access documents online, you know, in support of board meetings. What we're seeing now more and more is customers using things like electronic annotation, director questionnaires, and things like secure email. So there's always been a trend towards moving board process online, but it really accelerated in 2008.
How would you say the market for board portals is evolving?
Well, I'd say the short answer is that companies subscribe now for a greater number of users, and I think that's largely driven by the inclusion of their executive teams. A couple of years ago, companies would restrict the access to only their directors because the purpose was for remote access to board materials. As of late, I think there's been a change in attitude, and the common notion now is that the portal is a secure environment where all of the senior leadership, including the executives, can communicate and collaborate confidentially. The other point on market dynamic is that the board portal market is no longer a Fortune 500 game. It now also includes smaller companies, educational institutions, and nonprofits. That's very different from what it was 2 or 3 years ago.
Are there been any surprises to you in terms of how boards have been using board portals lately?
I'd say there's one that comes to mind. I think what we've seen is a bit of a shift from the traditional website information pull model to more of an information push model. Here's what I mean by that. At the beginning of the year, we released some new functionality, which is for directors to place any documents they download in an encrypted folder on their desktop, which is for safekeeping. The use of this feature has since that time expanded a great deal, and more general counsels are now simply pushing remotely the entire board book and its supporting folder structure into that desktop vault. That means the directors don't even have to log into the BoardVantage service anymore because it's already on their desktop. And then the service behind the scenes takes care of all the syncing and housekeeping, all the technology that needs to tend to keeping everything updated. What this does is it makes the experience for the directors easier, and the general counsels like it because they now also have an ability to delete this information after the board meeting is over, which eliminates their concern about discoverability.
What are the latest developments for BoardVantage?
We've had some requests over the years to take our product and adapt it beyond the board portal space itself. I think what customers appreciate about what we do is that we figured out how to take sort of complex functionality and make it easy to use and still keep it very secure. And look, it's not that there aren't a whole range of general purpose collaboration tools in the market, but when you examine it closely, you learn that none of them really are designed for executives and other professionals who do really require special workflows and a high level of information security. So at the beginning of last year, we kicked off a development effort to fill that need. And think about it a little bit as a social networking tool for professionals, like a Facebook for grown-ups. You look at the Facebooks of the world, they actually have developed some really great tools, but they are woefully insecure, and they really lack the workflows that professionals require. So what we set out to do is combine some of the ideas of these very popular and successful social networking tools with our own expertise in document management, security, and ease of use. And that makes for a very good combination. We're going to release that product later this quarter.
Has BoardVantage been affected by the financial crisis?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we won over 70 new customers in 2008. So, you know, we can't complain. Clearly, we're, you know, continuing to grow our business at a fast pace. At the same time, you know, we're not immune to the crisis either. We lost a handful of our biggest customers, banks, some home builders, et cetera, to bankruptcies and industry consolidation. But I do believe that, you know, we offer a very good product, and we always have been very fairly priced. And I think that in a recession, that value proposition tends to hold up very well. So as well as we did in 2008, you know, I certainly hope that we will repeat that same pattern of success in 2009.
Well, thanks a lot, Joe. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
All right. Bye-bye, Linda.